Welcome back. We're after spending a good bit of time looking at Mass. We've looked at where it came from, what we do today, and all the different responses to learn. Now we're going to take a little bit of time to talk about prayer. You might be used to saying some prayers in school, or maybe prayers before you go to bed. If you're not, that's okay. Here is now a great way to start. We're going to be looking at some simple prayers and how you might be able to include some prayers for people over this time. We're in a very serious time in our country and a lot of people are getting sick. A lot of people are working really, really hard to make sure these people get better. And they deserve our prayers at this time. So we're going to learn how we can pray for those people who are most in need at this time. So let's go. Maybe we'll start with asking a very simple question. Why do we pray? Prayer is a very important part of the fact that we are all baptized Catholics. Jesus prayed, and we can read about a time in the Bible when Jesus prayed, and his disciples asked him to teach them to pray. And later on, we'll be looking at the prayer that Jesus taught them. But don't worry, you know it already. Prayer is really important because it helps us build our friendship with Jesus. When you talk to your best friend, you talk to them in person, you talk to them maybe on the phone, you talk to them maybe by giving them a wave if you see them out on the road. But we can't really do that with Jesus. So our way of communicating or talking with Jesus is through our prayer. And the more we pray, the more we get to know Jesus, and the more we build our friendship with him. We also pray to ask God for support for maybe ourselves. We maybe pray for someone else who needs it. And we might pray for a particular situation. So say at the moment, a very important thing to pray for is the coronavirus or COVID-19. And we might also pray to get help for something we're struggling with, or maybe it is the decision that we need to make. There is lots of reasons why you might pray. They're just some of them. You might have your own reason why you pray, and that's great too if you do. A lot of time people say to me, "Natalie, I'd love to pray more, but I've no idea where to start." And that's okay. A lot of people feel that way. And you might have heard of Pope Francis. He's the leader of our church, and he was here in Ireland in the summer of 2018. He came up with a very important thing and reminded us that we can use our hands not only to join together to pray, but to remember who or what to pray for. So he came up with his five-finger prayer. Pope Francis said that we need to start with our thumb. Our thumb is our closest finger, so we need to pray for those who are closest to us. So that could be our family, our friends, whoever it is. Anyone who you feel is the closest people to you. Our next finger is our index finger or our pointer. And that is to represent those who teach us, instruct us or heal us. So maybe our teachers, our doctors, our principals, our football team coach, our dance teacher, whoever it is, they need our prayers too. Our middle finger is our tallest finger. And he tells us that this reminds us to pray for our leaders. And our leaders are under a lot of pressure at the moment, and they're doing a wonderful job at keeping us safe. So they definitely need our prayers at the moment. Then Pope Francis says that our fourth finger is our ring finger. And guess what? It's our weakest finger. And that reminds us that we need to pray for the weakest. So when he says the weakest, he means maybe the people who are really sick, the people who are really struggling, the people who are having a hard time and really need the support of our prayers. And finally, we have our smallest finger, our pinky. And he says that our pinky should remind us that we need to pray for ourselves. And when we're done praying for the other groups, we're ready to pray for ourselves. And a bit like Jesus with the washing of the feet, that we shouldn't start with ourselves, but start with others. Look after others before we think of ourselves. So Pope Francis's five-finger prayer is a very good place to start. So remember, pray for those closest to you when you think of your thumb. Pray for those who teach you with your index finger. Pray for those who lead us with our middle finger. Pray for those who are weak with our ring finger. And pray for ourselves with our smallest pinky. Like the five different groups of people that Pope Francis tells us to pray for, there's also five different ways or five different types of prayer to pray to God. And we're going to take a little look at them now. Some of the words are big and some of them are a little bit difficult and we may not understand them, but we'll try our best to go through them. The first is an intercession type of prayer. And this is when we ask God on behalf of others. So we pray to God on behalf of the others. So you'll see there the example says, "Dear God, look after my granny who isn't feeling too well at the moment." So we pray to God to look out and support someone else, someone who needs our prayers, especially at this moment. So this might be the type of prayer you might use for with your thumb, those closest to you. Next is our prayer of petition. And this is when we ask God for what we want or forgiveness. So this could be when maybe we need help at something. Maybe we're struggling. Maybe we're feeling sick or we're feeling sad. Or maybe we've done something that's not so nice and we say sorry to God and ask God for his forgiveness. This isn't a type of prayer of saying, "Well, dear God, I'd really love a new bike and to go on holidays and new clothes and new toys," whatever. It's not about asking God for things, physical things, material things, but asking God for help for yourself. So a little bit like your pinky prayer. And as you can see, the examples on the screen says, "Dear God, I have a very important exam in the morning. Please be with me so that I will do my best." Next on our list of types of prayer is a prayer of praise. So another way to put this is we state our love for God. So you can see from the example it says, "Dear God, you're such a good friend to me. Thank you for always being there to hear me." So sometimes we don't say thank you enough. Maybe we don't say thank you enough when we're given something or someone shares something with us. And it's the exact same with God. We very often don't say thank you to God. So sometimes a prayer of praise reminds us to thank God for everything he has done for us and in every way he has supported us through our life. Next is a prayer of thanksgiving. And this is where we say thank you to God. So we might say thank you to God for helping someone who has been ill or helping us during a difficult time. Or as it says on the screen, saying something like, "Dear God, thank you for being with my uncle who is a doctor and is working very hard." So again, a lot of times we don't show our love for God or say thank you enough to God. So our prayers of praise and our prayers of thanksgiving helps us to remind us to thank God for everything that he does for us. Our last of our prayers is our prayer of adoration. And this is a prayer where we show our faith in God. Sometimes it can be hard to show our faith in God, especially when we feel our prayers isn't answered. But mostly our prayers aren't answered when we're asking for things like that new bike or like looking for new clothes or to go on a holiday. But we always need to remember to tell God and to tell ourselves that we have faith in him, that we believe in him, and we hope that he has faith in us too. So as you can see from the screen, an example of a prayer of adoration is, "Dear God, thank you for creating the world. I believe that you are in it all, helping me in my life." Now that you know different types of prayer and who to pray for, you're probably wondering, when and where can I pray? Is it just in the church when I go to Mass? Well, the answer is any time and any place. You can pray while out walking, getting ready for school, making something to eat, at a dance class, playing football, while singing. And it's not just that. You can do it in the morning and the evening, maybe before or after meals. Maybe you pray when you pass the church and you stop into the church to say your prayer once the church is open. Maybe when you're walking home from school, if you're in the park along with nature. Maybe if you're with your friends, or even if you're by yourself.
if you're at school, at work. A good time to pray as well is when an ambulance goes by and you pray for the person in the ambulance. These are just to name a few. Prayer isn't limited to a certain place or time. Prayer is everywhere. Prayer can be as simple as making the sign of the cross. You might have seen other people praying and they were holding certain items. So you might be wondering, what can I use and who can I pray to? Well, many people use different items to help them in their prayer, such as candles, so simply lighting a candle for one of your intentions. People also use rosary beads. This helps them to pray the Hail Mary or the rosary. People use a prayer book, and a prayer book is a collection of their favourite prayers or prayers to use at different times of the year or the day. People also use a cross or a crucifix, and this helps them to remember all that Jesus did for us. People also use holy water, and they use this to make the sign of the cross, and this helps them to remember that they were baptized and this is something really special for them. People also use pictures or statues or icons, and people pray to one of these, or they have pictures of them in their home, or they use them to pray in front of them. And it could be part of a sacred space that you have at home. And we'll talk about this, a sacred space, in a few minutes. People also pray to angels, and people also pray to saints. And there are hundreds of saints, and many saints are there for a special intention. So if you wanted to pray, say, for children, you'd pray to Saint Nicholas. If you wanted to pray for your grandparents, you can pray to Saint Joachim. If you wanted to pray for animals, you can pray to Saint Francis of Assisi. There's also the name of your schools and our church, Saint Kevin and Saint Killian. You can pray to them. And maybe what you could do is look up your name and see, well, is there a saint with the same name as me? And what can you learn about them? People also pray to their families and friends who have died. And we all have people that we know who have died, either family or friends. And we can pray to them to ask them to help us along. Because just because they're no longer with us doesn't mean that we can't communicate with them.
Sometimes you may want to pray, but you've no idea what to say. Sometimes the words just won't come to your mouth. But it's okay, because God knows exactly what you have in your heart and what you'd really love to say. Other times, you just want to say a very simple prayer, and a great thing to turn to use to pray very simply is the Our Father. And earlier on, you might have remembered me saying that Jesus prayed, and we hear about it in the Gospels. And the disciples said to Jesus, "Jesus, please teach us how to pray like you do." And Jesus taught them how to pray. And he said to them, "Pray to your Father in heaven like this." And that was the day that he taught the apostles the Our Father, the exact same prayer that we pray today. And the Our Father is a wonderful prayer to turn to when you feel like praying, but you've no idea what words to put on it yourself. So let's take a moment now and pray the Our Father together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Up until recently, when you've been going past the church, you may have stopped in to say a prayer. Or you may have seen other people stopping in to say a prayer. A lot of people go to our statues or our shrines. There's a statue of Jesus and there's a statue of Mary. And that's where people go to light candles. At the statue of Jesus, a lot of people pray the Our Father. And over at the statue of Mary, a lot of people pray the Hail Mary. And like the Our Father, the Hail Mary is a great prayer to have when you want to pray, but you don't know what to be saying. So, always remember, the Our Father and the Hail Mary are two great prayers to have in your back pocket when you want to pray. So, let's take a few moments now to pray the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And when our churches get to open back up again, you might be able to come in with your mom or dad or granny or whoever you have at home and come in and come to one of our shrines, light a candle and pray the Our Father or the Hail Mary together. Another thing that might help you in your prayer is to create a prayer space at home. This can be in your room, in the sitting room, in the kitchen, in a spare room, wherever you have. It can be as big or as small as you need. You can make it from a shoebox, a cereal box, or just maybe have a candle by the side. Some items that you could put into your prayer space is, if you have a table to put it on, or if you have a shoebox you can keep everything in and keep it maybe under your bed, or a cereal box, or whatever you have. If you have a cloth or a piece of material, if you have a candle, if you have a statue or an image, so maybe an image of Jesus or Mary, you could even print one out from online and colour it in yourself. If you had a cross or a crucifix, again, you could print one out, colour it in and add it to your space. If you had a Bible, and if you don't have a Bible, maybe someone could get you a Bible as a present for your first Holy Communion. You might have a prayer that you like, so a copy of the Our Father or a copy of the Hail Mary. You might like to write it out yourself. Or you might have a prayer that you'd like to pray for someone. So say, for example, if someone needs your prayers because they're sick, you could write that on a piece of paper and add it into your space. You could also have rosary beads. If you don't have rosary beads, you can make some if you have a piece of string at home. There's many, many other things you could add in. But having a little prayer space at home can help you in your prayer. You might like to pray there in the morning time or in the evening time or on Sundays, whatever works best for you. But having a prayer space at home is great to have to help us build our friendship with Jesus through prayer. And so we finish up with a moment of prayer. And we begin by making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let us pray the prayer to our guardian angel. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. And let's pray the act of sorrow. O my God, I thank you for loving me. I'm sorry for all my sins, for not loving others and not loving you. Help me to live like Jesus and not sin again. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.